če ne veš, odkud prihajaš. Ne veš, kam greš in ne, kje si. Sankofa. Oddaja o Afriki na Radiu Študent. Vsakih 14 dni v nedeljo ob 12.
Pozdravljeni v oddaji Sankofa. Za tiste, ki tega morda še ne veste, Sankofa je oddaja namenjena afriški celini, njenim zgodovinskim, političnim, družbenim in drugim vprašanjem. Pri zgodbah povezanih z Afrikami in afriškim se najpogosteje dogaja dvoje. Ali so za evropskega človeka povsem nepredstavljive in zato še toliko bolj eksotične, ali pa so, spet govorim za evropskega človeka, povsem neverjetne in zato podlaga za številne bolj ali manj izkrivljene resnice o tej celini. Ena izmed takšnih neverjetnih, a nič kolikokrat interpretiranih zgodb, je zgodba o Idiju Aminu. Idi Amin je tema, ki se je ponavadi Afričani, vsaj tisti, s katerimi se redno srečujem, zelo radi izogibajo in le s težavo privolijo v kakšno predavanje o njem. Češ, bilo bi potrebno razložiti kontekst in sploh takratne odnose in tako dalje in tako dalje. Kadar se o Idi Aminu pogovarjam s kom od svojih o Afriki ne tako poučenih kolegov evropejcev, se na njihovi strani zmeraj pojavi še kakšen sočen podatek ali pa dejanje, ki ga pripisujejo temu uganskemu diktatorju. Kdo je torej Idi Amin in zakaj so nekatere afriške zgodbe tako neverjetne? Izve se takoj po naslednjem komadu. Poslušali pa boste moški Zulu zbor, ki so ga Britanci posneli leta 1935 in ga vrteli kot prikaz pevskih sposobnosti afriških divjakov.
Amabela ya kokolendini. Oh.
Spet smo nazaj in vi poslušate oddajo Sankofa, oddajo o Afrikah. Danes bomo torej kaj več povedali o Idi Aminu, uganskemu diktatorju, ki se je na oblast povzpel leta 1971 z državnim udarom in je v svoji 8-letni vladavini iz Ugande naredil obubožano in sesuto državo. Najbolj pa je znan seveda po svoji okrutnosti. Ampak lepo po vrsti, da nam kdo ne bi očital senzacionalizma. Začnimo torej pri njegovem otroštvu. Sam Amin je o sebi povedal naslednje.
I come from very poor family. I wanted to tell you this. And when I became bigger, my father has no money. I am to work, digging, and then people give me some money for food, and some money I keep it, and I pay my school fees, and I study through hardship, not just comfort. And also I used to, then I was taken by force into the army here in Kampala during the war, and I went there, I did not want, but later on, because of force, during the Second World War, I was taken to Burma, and I work there until now. I went through difficulty. I got the rank from my rank from the rank of Lance Corporal up to General now.
Amin se je rodil leta 1924 ali 25, ne vemo natančno, na severozahodnem delu Ugande. Rodil se je očetu iz ljudstva Kakoe, ki je znano po svojem za mnoge okrutnem vzgajanju in še posebej po okrutnem odnosu do sovražnikov. Torej, na nek način ni čudno, če je Amin v kasnejših letih uporabljal metode ali pa, bolje rečeno, nadgradnje metod, ki se jih je bil naučil v mladosti. Aminov oče je bil poljedelec, slash trgovec, slash občasni delavec, pač karkoli je v danem trenutku preživljalo družino. Za Aminovo mamo pa je menda znano, da je bila čarovnica, čeprav je potrebno vzeti v zakup nekaj britanskega napihovanja in je bila po vsej resnici le ena izmed vračin in zdravilk. Amin je že zgodaj pokazal svojo predispozicijo k moči in nasilju. Kako ne bi, saj je bil skoraj 2 metroma višine mnogo višji od povprečnega človeka iz njegove okolice. Prav zaradi svoje izjemne moči je leta 1959 postal državni prvak v boksu. Ta naslov je držal več let, vse dokler se sam ni odrekel boksanju. Če se ne bi, bi to dejansko pomenilo konec boksa v Ugandi, saj je imel navado svoje nasprotnike nokautirati že s prvim udarcem in zato nihče ni več hotel v ring z njim. Ga je pa bolj kot to, kaj si misli o njem kot bokserju, skrbilo to, kaj si o njem mislijo kot o preudarnem voditelju.
If they found that what you are saying it is not true, but then they will never listen for you again, and that you will lose confidence to the people. But the people likes me very much, and the reason why I am very popular because I always speak to them truth, and if I don't have anything to tell them, I keep quiet.
Preden pa se lotimo politike Idi Amina, si privoščimo še kakšen svež afriški komad. King Sani Abe bo tole.
Sonitide, otide se, esimi aliwo, ebasimi agbaja, edekatu kete sile, kawafi jobe.
malo daljšem glasbenem premoru je z vami spet Sankofa, oddaja o Afrikah, v kateri danes govorimo o Idi Aminu. Morda bi bilo potrebno odgovoriti na vprašanje, zakaj se v času, ko se svetovne zvezde zauzemajo za Darfur, ko se po volitvah v Nigeriji stopnjujejo nemiri, ko se v Etiopiji, Somaliji, Liberiji, Zimbabveju in še kje po afriški celini dogajajo nemiri, zakaj se v tem času oddaja o Afrikah ukvarja z Idi Aminom. Zato obstajata predvsem dva razloga. Prvi je ta, da bi rad širši kontekst postavil dejanja tega afriškega diktatorja, omembe katerega se Afričani po večini izogibajo. Hkrati s tem pa bi rad s to oddajo naredil uvod v serijo naslednjih oddaj, v katerih se bomo pogovarjali s številnimi osebnostmi afriške politične, gospodarske, izobraževalne in kulturne scene. Naj bo torej Idi Amin uvod v sem svet majhnih in velikih diktatorjev, v navednicah seveda, ki prihajajo v naslednje oddaje. Vrnimo se k Aminu. Ta je na zelo ilustrativen način povedal, zakaj ga imajo ljudje v Ugandi, pa ne samo v Ugandi, tako zelo radi.
You see, lion, lion, if you don't disturb lion, it can't do any harm. And also I like very much elephants, because it is a sign of liberty, freedom, and it moves freely, it wants a big space. This is the elephant. And this is a sign you can see in Africa. There is plenty of land where it can move freely, it can eat completely without being disturbed. And you find this only in Africa. And that's why you find that the wild animal have got freedom mostly in Africa. This is actually what I am trying to do here in Africa. The reason why I am very popular, my policy all over Africa, and every African people wants freedom for their people. They have requested me to tell their leaders to give them this freedom and the same policy as I did here in Uganda, because here I gave a completely full economical independence to the people of Uganda.
Amin pa je znan tudi po svojem nenehnem iskanju pravih zaveznikov in zavračanju tistih, ki mu v določenem trenutku niso želeli pomagati. Znane so seveda tudi njegove diplomatske in politične neumnosti, a o teh kasneje. Idi Amin se je najprej v večini svojih odločitev, pa naj je še tako trdil, nasprotno zgledoval po Britancih. Ko pa mu ti niso več hoteli nuditi uslug, se je obrnil na arabske države. Pri tem pa je vse skozi zavračal in se je trudil smešiti Izrael. V Združene narode je celo poslal pismo, v katerem pravi, da je bil Hitler vizionar, ki je znal poskrbeti za Žide. O svoji navezanosti na arabske države in o arabskih voditeljih je povedal tole.
Leaders of Arabs before, they were not revolutionary leaders, but today during my time as a revolutionary leader, I want to bring everybody in Africa, in Arab worlds, very closely, and Asia and Europe, and therefore we, the revolutionary leaders, we want to be very friendly with all peace-loving people in the world. And this is highly appreciated very much by most revolutionary leader in Arab. That's why you find that today there is more unity between Africa and Arab than before. Especially during my tour of Middle East, I have toured very many countries and I have brought them together as one family. I came so close to the Arab because Arab found that I am most influential leader in Africa, in the continent, and also I am a leader who speaks the truth.
Ob tem pa je vredno omeniti, da se je Amin pred navezanostjo na Arabce zelo navezal na Izrael, saj mu je ta dobavljal orožje. Zakaj je torej tak preobrat v odnosu?
Israeli are criminals and that they are not trusted people. They don't tell the world the truth. They were taken to Palestine as refugees and then they changed Palestine to become a state of Israel by force of arms given to them by Americans and the British.
Amin pa je šel še dlje. Javno je govoril o vojaški akciji na Izrael in kako bi se je bilo treba lotiti. Posebej zanimiva je njegova zamisel napadov s samomorilci.
I am to prepare the war against Israel completely. No, I don't want very many army, air force and the navy, just very few, and strike inside Israel and move people from the whole border towards Israel. I think the situation will be very difficult and very different with the paratrooper, with everything completely. Yes, because you got to get there by paratrooper and also bombing by airplanes and having few squadron of suicide, this who are determined to be suicide. And I think that is already in progress and they are practicing. The suicide squadrons are already in practice, in progress. I think very many delegation meeting me now preparing for this and they come to conclusion it is true, you will find it here, and this will change the type of battle and we can command from here, not from the battlefield but through communication.
Za potrebe vojne je Amin uril tudi enote, ki jih sploh ni potreboval. Uganda, kot je znano, leži med Sudanom, Kenijo, Kongom, Ruando in Tanzanijo. Največji obalni del, ki ga premore, pa je tisti ob Viktorijinem jezeru. In Idi Amin je pomislil, da bi bilo pametno imeti mornarico. Ja, nikoli se ne ve. To, da naj bi Amin imel mornarico, se je razkrilo potem, ko naj bi obiskal svoje čete, ki naj bi jih podaril arabskim državam v boju proti Izraelu. Ste opazili, koliko špekulacije je bilo v zadnjem stavku? Amin je vse skupaj povedal dosti bolj prepričljivo.
At the navy, yes.
Navy?
Yes.
Navy?
In Alexandria.
But you don't have navy in
your... We have trained.
Ah, right?
Yes. This is our secret weapon in Lake Victoria.
To je bilo torej skrivno orožje generala Amina v Viktorijinem jezeru. Skrivno orožje v oddaji Sankofa pa bo danes med drugim tudi Jalil Amin Kojateh s komadom Kuruntu Kelefa. Thank you. Upam, da ste uživali v tem nad vse razgibanem zahodnoafriškem komadu, ki vam ga je ponudila oddaja Sankofa, oddaja o Afrikah in Afriškem. Sedaj pa nazaj k Idi Aminu. Lahko si predstavljate, da je delovanje političnih sistemov skrajno oteženo, če nad njimi bedi človek, kot je Amin. Nič kaj kaotične pa niso bile njegove zasedanje kabineta ministrov. Amin je govoril, ostali so zgolj molče poslušali, tudi če jim je javno očital marsikaj.
The meeting is non-confidential because I think that is why you see here there is a press people they are taking and they wants to make a film about the cabinet. But I have about 7 points which I think I should brief you completely and tell you to know exactly what is going on. One is this. All of you are in very high ranking governmental positions. Your duty is not to be very weak. You must not be like a woman who is just weak and he can't speak, even talk. You must be a person who to approach everybody as a minister. You wanted to know, you must be concerned to know the problems as a minister, as a governor, as any high-ranking governmental officer. This is the one point which I must tell you. You must be concerned in planning ahead for your ministry. Nobody is to plan for you, but it is you with your permanent secretary and the whole officer under your command to plan for you, for your minister in advance. Not general mean to tell you that you go and plan this and this for your ministry. You should not be like a Ministry of Foreign Affairs, I'm speaking. Not even now when Otiang was there, because some people who are rotten, they are there since Otiang was there and also is there. These people, I never been informed since the former regimes. What they know is to educate people in a common man's charter only, but not proper educating people of the world, the policy of the government, because this I know direct from international people whom I've been sending. They have been informing me that the people have been not educated outside to know what actually is happening here in Uganda. And this is the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. This is the weakness of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs.
Amin pa si je znal zagotoviti tudi večno ljubezen svojih podanikov. Vse v dobro Ugande, se razume.
As minister, governor, high-ranking peoples and the people of the country, they must love their leader. This is the point number one. If you go to any country, you will find that everybody must love his leader. They must love their ministers. They must love their governors. They must love their district commissioners, their teachers, their chiefs. Everybody must be loved. This, it is an education to the people. This is the duty of the minister. If I see the minister is a coward, automatically I kick you out of my office. Because I know that you have got something wrong with you. I will put some another person straight. Or any governor or anybody. This I must make it absolutely clear. And even whether you hide, you will be known in the light completely. This I must make it absolutely clear. Whether you hide, you go where, you will be known completely. But this particular second point is very important. You must teach people to love their leader. This is the only most important, like any country. And the people also must love their ministers. But loving, it is a well known in Uganda. You can't change as a minister.
Kot ste opazili, sem se ves čas poskušal izogniti govoru o odsekanih glavah Aminovih nasprotnikov, zmrzovalnikih, o mučenih in izginotju tisočih ljudi. Ne zaradi tega, ker bi ta dejanja rad zanikal, temveč zato, ker bi jih ravno z govorjenjem o kontekstu rad prikazal v drugačni, jasnejši luči. Monstrumi, tako zahodnjaški kot tudi afriški, niso nikoli enoplastni. Pred koncem današnje oddaje pa bi vam rad v uho poslal še en komad. Dave Love in Smooth Africa. Za vas v oddaji Sankofa. To je bila še ena oddaja Sankofa. Z vami sva bila Seko in za mešalno mizo Zaš. Naslednjič se bomo pogovarjali z zelo znano Afričanko, ki je za svoje delo prejela eno najprestižnejših svetovnih nagrad. kdo, kaj, kako in koliko, pa boste izvedeli v naslednji oddaji Sankofa, ki bo 20. maja ob 12. uri na frekvenci Radija Študent 89,3 MHz. Do takrat pa uživajte.
Če ne veš, odkud prihajaš, ne veš, kam greš in ne, kje si. Sankofa. Oddaja o Afriki na Radiu Študent. Vsakih 14 dni v nedeljo ob 12.